Today in Seven Dials, I came face to face with one of my so-called successful operations. There he was, his mind destroyed by shock and pain. A fine tribute to my skill. I tell you, Jonathan, I can't rest until we find some way to rid surgery of such horrors.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, February 2nd, 2021. 52 years ago today, on February 2nd, 1969, a soft-spoken Englishman whose brothers worked in the British Foreign Service as mid-level diplomats died of pneumonia at age 81 at King Edward VII Hospital in Sussex. His name was William Henry Pratt, but the world knew him as Boris Karloff, the actor who brought Frankenstein's monster to the screen in three classic horror films in the 1930s. Karloff was also known to modern audiences for narrating the animated television special of Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas. For his contributions to film and television, Karloff was awarded 2 stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Both his parents, Edward John Pratt Jr. and Eliza Sarah Millard, had East Indian ancestry, which gave him a relatively dark complexion. His mother's maternal aunt was Anna Leon Owens, whose tales about life in the royal court of Siam were the basis for the musical The King and I. Young Pratt was bow-legged, had a lisp, and stuttered. He learned how to manage the stutter, but not the lisp, which was noticeable throughout his career in the film industry. He was the youngest of 9 children, and following his mother's death was brought up by his elder siblings. He attended King's College, London, to prepare for a career with the British government's consular service. However, in 1909, he left the university without graduating and left England for Canada, where he worked as a farm laborer and did various odd jobs until he happened upon acting. Pratt began appearing in theater in Canada, and that is where he chose Boris Karloff as his stage name. One reason for the name change may have been to prevent embarrassment to his family should he fail at his chosen profession. He didn't see them again until 1933 and was extremely worried that his siblings would disapprove of his new macabre claim to world fame. Instead, his brothers jostled for position around him and happily posed for publicity photographs. Over a 60-year career, he made scores, if not hundreds, of films. Many of the very early ones have been lost. He appeared in countless radio dramas and television anthologies, all built around tales of terror and mystery. In his later years, he teamed up with Vincent Price, Basil Rathbone, and Peter Lorre to do a series of horror classics for American International Pictures. Karloff had acted in 80 movies already before being found by James Whale and cast in Frankenstein in 1931. His role as the monster was physically exhausting. It required a bulky costume with 4-inch platform boots that weighed 11 pounds each. Less well known was his love for children, for whom he created a weekly radio show with music, stories, and riddles that aired on New York's WNEW beginning in 1950. He also dressed as Father Christmas every December to hand out presents to physically disabled children in a Baltimore hospital. A longtime heavy smoker, he had emphysema, which left him with only half of one lung still functioning by the time of his final illness. After his death, a memorial service was held at St. Paul's Covent Garden, the Actors Church, where there is a plaque in his honor. The British film magazine Empire in 2016 ranked his portrayal of Frankenstein's monster as one of the greatest horror movie characters of all time, just ahead of Dracula and right behind Freddy Krueger and Hannibal Lecter. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 2nd, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.